Well, John, you've had a week away from the business end of the county championship, but Sussex next up here in Chester Street.
Yeah, couple of games to go in the season. All big games, really. Lot for us to achieve in these two games. So they gave us a hell of a tough game down at their place. So hopefully we can put up a better show here.
How have you spent the few days that you've had away from the actual action in the middle? Have you let the lads go off and do their own thing, or has it been nets each day?
Well, we had practice early on in the week, but unfortunately the rain got the better of some of that. So the bowlers have been in bowling at the England and the West Indian lads. So we've got some bowling practice in, and we've used the indoors mostly for the batsmen.
Nice for the lads to get a bit of experience around two national sides as good as they are.
Yeah, I mean, international cricket's where everyone should be aspiring to. So it's good for them to see the levels and see the standards.
Now, from a Durham point of view, seven matches unbeaten. Nice to finish the season nine unbeaten, wouldn't it?
Nice to finish with a couple more wins as well, to be honest. So, yeah, we're not going to go in thinking about not being beaten. We want to go in thinking about how we're going to win the game. And that'll start on Tuesday morning, is it? Yeah, Tuesday morning against Sussex. I'm not quite sure where we are at the moment.
Yeah. Paul Collingwood's out in Pakistan. What were your thoughts when he told you he was going to go off and play for a World 11 over there?
In fairness to Paul, he did ask. He didn't tell. But, yeah, it was a great opportunity. It's a fairly unique situation that he's been invited to, and great really that he's carrying the banner for England and also for Durham out there. So we're proud that he was involved.
And then get him back here hopefully in one piece to battle on as he has been the last few weeks, sort of rebuilding him at the end of each match at the moment.
This hopefully hasn't taken too much out of him apart from the flying, and missed the first T20, obviously played the second one but wasn't required to bat.
Going back to the final, the last game here against Kent, it was a judgment call as to whether or not to declare, possibly during lunch might have been the better thing, but to have got them into a position twice this season where you've had the last pair at the crease, both down there at Canterbury and here, deja vu all over again, as somebody once famously said.
Yeah, it is annoying. It just happened to have been Kent twice. In fairness, we really thought that with the way other results were going in Division 2, they'd pretty much be much inclined to go for anything if they wanted to keep their promotion hopes alive. And in fairness to the other sides at the top, we did feel we could make it generous because that there's the integrity of the competition as well to look after. We may have overcooked it a little bit, and obviously when the side ends up 9 down, you feel like you have overcooked it a bit, but that's a bit of hindsight. I was quite happy setting them something stiff. I just it may have ended up a little bit stiffer because we batted very well that morning, but that's the way it worked out.
Yeah, you've still got a say in who goes up as well, haven't you? You've got to play Sussex and Worcestershire, of course, final game of the season.
Well, Sussex will come here and we'll go to Worcester with quite a lot on the line. So big games for us, which is good for us.
Mm. You mentioned earlier the Sussex defeat down there. It was on the wrong side of heavy, wasn't it? It was a right seeing to. And I remember their record partnership as well, the highest for any wicket against Durham.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the game itself, firstly, their bowling attack I thought was excellent. It's one of the best we've seen all year when they had Philander there as well. Archer was fresh.
Joffre Archer's fantastic, isn't he?
He was very fresh at the time as well, which is good. I hear he might be a little bit tired now. Hope he is. Bowled a lot of overs. Visa and I can't think who the fourth seamer was, but it was a strong Chris Jordan. God, that was so it was a really strong attack down there, and that was impressive. And we were probably we were definitely hamstrung with the fact that Graham could only get through a couple of overs in the match, and then unfortunately he was out of it. So that put an awful lot of work on the other guys. They tried hard, but I mean it was a real tough challenge. And Luke Wells had probably one of the days of his career. He's a good player, but that was exceptional even by his standards. So I'm hoping we don't come across him again in that sort of form. Mm.
Different kettle of fish up here in September with the rain we've had recently. Finally, any injury news? Anybody coming back? Matty Potts was rested for the last match. Are we likely to see him again?
Yeah, not a lot of the news is good at the moment. Matty's still very doubtful, I'd say. It was looking initially like just a tired back, but there may be a little bit more, something more sinister going on there. So probably assess that on Sunday. Apart from that, the seamers we played in the last game all seem pretty good, and then there's a couple of others who can put their hand up and maybe come in.
And no Paul Coughlan?
No Paul Coughlan, but still optimistic on Mark Wood, but we'll find out on Sunday.